All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Arrowhead Springs Public Infrastructure District, number one. It is 10:02, or excuse, yeah, 10:02 a.m. It is February 7th. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Ben, you're the chair. You want to start?
Yep, Ben Ferry, board chair.
Matt Lewis, board member.
Matt Rasband, board member.
Matt Entz, Snow Jensen and Reese, district council.
Darcy Stevens, Gilmore and Bell, bond council.
Pete Evans with flagship.
Sam Elder with Davidson.
Brandon, could we get you to say your name for us?
Yes, Brandon Lewis with DM6.
Great. Thanks, Brandon. All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay, thank you. All right, board. So we have the board meeting minutes from our January 29th meeting. Have you had a chance to review those? If so, do they look accurate? Do you need me to put them up?
I think I'm good.
Okay.
Same.
If you're good, could I get a motion then to approve the minutes?
I motion to approve the minutes from the board meeting held on January 29th.
Thanks, Ben.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Matt. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, next up is our bond resolution. I'll put that up. All right, Darcy.
Thanks. Darcy Stevens with Gilmore Bell. I'm going to walk you through the resolution and the First Amendment that it authorizes, and I'm happy to answer any questions during it. This resolution you have before you authorizes a First Amendment to Assessment Ordinance. The First Amendment to Assessment Ordinance is designed to make changes to the timing of prepayments of the assessments, and the authorizing resolution authorizes the execution by the chair, vice chair, and secretary, and to make any other changes or needed revisions to that document. It's a pretty short resolution. That's all we're authorizing today. If you look at the First Amendment itself, it's also fairly short. The assessment ordinance that the board, I'll refer to it as the assessment ordinance, but it was an amended and restated assessment ordinance that was adopted by the board in December, imposed the assessments in the Arrowhead Springs assessment area, and they had certain prepayment terms associated with the assessments. The assessment ordinance allowed for alterations and changes of those terms to conform to the bonds, and the bonds have been marketed with a prepayment term that would be upon the conveyance of the parcels to an end user that the assessments would be prepaid. And originally we had drafted the document for the assessments to be prepaid at for residential dwellings at the time building permits are requested. So it would just be changing that timeline from when building permits are requested to instead when they're conveyed to an end user that the assessment prepayment would be required. And this document specifically mentions that the property owner has consented to this amendment, and we'll document that in closing documents. But assuming you want to move forward, we'd also like someone, a representative of the property owner, to just confirm on this call that they've consented to this amendment as well.
Would we want that person independent from the board, or if a board member is both, can they play that role?
It could be either. So if someone would like to make that representation, and then that's my full summary. So I'm happy to answer any other questions.
Hey, board. Or anybody on the call, are you guys comfortable with how Darcy's laid that out?
If it's helpful at all to the board, from district council perspective, I'm comfortable with what Darcy has described.
Thanks,
Yeah,
Matt.
this is Pete. I think if I remember right, we were just kind of truing up the two different documents to be able to do the same thing. Is that right?
Right. So it exactly. This is aligning with your governing document, that the governing document for the PID that allows prepayments at the time of a transfer to end user. So this will more closely align with that, as well as what the preliminary official statement said for the marketing of the bonds.
Yeah, let me maybe I could just add some clarification if it's helpful. The way that the assessment ordinance was written and adopted previously required that upon pulling a building permit, the assessment lien was paid down. That was more restrictive in the assessment ordinance as written than it was in the governing document that was approved by the city. We had no intention of paying the lien off at building permit, so you guys are amending it now to allow it to be prepaid at transfer to end user. An end user is strictly defined as like an ultimate homeowner. So this allows you to prepay the assessment lien off when you transfer it to a homeowner, but for the multifamily, being able to carry that assessment on as long as you guys would like.
Got it. Yep. That's the way I remembered it. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm fine with it.
Thanks,
Okay.
Sam.
Thank you.
And it does provide the flexibility. You could still pay it off earlier, but this allows you more flexibility, as Sam pointed out.
Great. Thanks, Sam, Peter, Darcy. Appreciate that. So, board, with that, if you're comfortable, if we could get a motion then to approve resolution 2025-04, which also authorizes the new assessment ordinance.
I
Yeah, I'll
motion
give
to
the
approve.
motion to
Oh.
approve resolution 2025-04.
Great. Thanks, Matt.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Ben. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is approved. Just for the record, just want to mention that Ryan Pullman has joined as well.
And Michael, can someone
Yep.
can sorry to interrupt. Can someone make the representation that the property owner has consented?
Yes, Peter, could you make that
Yeah,
statement
I
for
didn't
us?
know if I was allowed to because I'm not on the board, but
Yes.
I will represent that the property owner consents.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Peter. All right, board, that is all the items I show. Do you guys have anything for us?
I actually have one quick question. We from Christy, we got email myself and Matt Lewis about the ULGT invoices to be paid. Obviously, with the local government trust. Obviously, just I know there was a transfer of board members here. It looks like the fees associated are to the prior board. Obviously, Matt being the carryover, but Afton and Brian as well. So, just it looks like these were not paid previous.
They were not, no.
Okay. And then, obviously,
So,
go ahead.
yeah. Well, I was just going to say Utah Local Governments Trust, they have kind of a funky way of doing their invoices, and we're just getting caught up with them and getting everything squared up. So that's why they came the way they did. So moving forward, we shouldn't have that issue. So it would be okay, for you guys to go ahead and approve those, then, even though if it's for, Brian and Afton. So we're going to get those worked out going forward.
Yeah, it looks like we have the three payments for the board members and then the annual fee, it looks like as well of about $4,600.
Yeah. So we're going to have discussions with them, and with Matt Entz regarding if all of the board members need bonds or just Matt Lewis is the treasurer. So we're working that out with Utah Local Governments Trust, and we'll come back with answers for you guys to know going forward.
Got it. But as it stands now, this was under the prior agreement and
Yes.
session, these would need to be paid as they are.
Yeah. Yes.
Got it.
Okay. One thing for you guys, we will send out a signature packet for what we just approved, the authorizing resolution and then the assessment ordinance. Part of it will need to be notarized, the assessment ordinance piece. So we're going to send you those. If you guys could sign, get them notarized, hold on to those originals because when we get them recorded, we're going to need those originals. So I'm just going to send you all of the packet together, if that makes sense, so you guys can all sign. So, okay, just look for that email.
Right.
Other than that, Matt Entz, do you have anything for the board?
I don't. I think you covered it.
Okay, perfect. Sorry with my background. I'm down in California, so just wanted you guys to know. Normally, it wouldn't look this lovely behind me with the 70s looking
I'm not
turf
sure anything's wrong with that,
lined.
Michael. That kind of fits
Yeah.
your personality, so I don't.
He just brought it up to make us jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not
That's
where
like a
we're at.
70s antique, dude. That's beautiful. That's probably like really expensive.
It was nice when we got it. So I'm down watching my son play some baseball. So it is
A nice
cold.
time.
Yeah. All right. That's enough for being on the record, right? So could I get a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn today's board meeting.
Thanks, Ben.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Matt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Okay, thanks, you guys.